Here he is from DallasCowboys.com, Mickey Spagnola. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, boys.
Long time no talk.
I could have watched five more minutes of practice.
I'm sorry.
What are we going to do?
It's Tickets Radio Day.
Was that casket used?
No, brand new. Unused. It's got springs and everything.
They jumped a gun on it or what?
So you'll be very... Nah, he just works at Casket World or something.
Oh, Casket okay. World.
So, let's talk Cowboys. Bye week is all over.
About time, huh?
We're ready to roll. Romo is signed.
That's right. Time to play a football game, right?
Tell you what.
I always get very leery. I feel like an ambush is coming when it's time to go to Philadelphia.
Well, I don't know if it's an ambush. I just think it's... You know what's coming when you go to Philadelphia and they're not lying in the bushes. I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah, you just get their best game, generally.
Yep.
Especially and up there, and, you know, we're hearing Dawkins will be back now, and...
Right.
What are you hearing about L.J. Smith?
He played 25 snaps last week, so...
He's good to go?
He should be good to go, so
and that's bad.
They should not have any excuses, because, you know, they put 23 points on Minnesota, so let's go.
L.J. Smith, pretty good at making the Cowboys' secondary struggle.
And so is Brian Westbrook, by the way. So it's the same, you know, it's the same crew. Now, can you go up there and beat them? And, you know, this is what generally happens, it seems like, to the Cowboys every time they think they are something. Philadelphia gets in the way. And you're going to have to, at some point, beat these guys and not only beat them, but beat them up there. They've lost 7 of the last 8 in Philadelphia. So I guess it didn't matter if it was the vet or the link. They don't have much luck up there. But as I was pointing out to someone, the Eagles just happened to be very good at a time the Cowboys were very bad. So it's not like the Cowboys have been good. The Eagles have been good, and they just can't beat Philadelphia up in Philadelphia. They just have been much better than the Cowboys. If you look at most of those wins were through, you know, 2000 through 2004. So... It'll be, I think, a pretty good test for this team, but, you know, that's part of this league, and you got to be able to win on the road if you are going to be what you think you're going to be.
What's gone so wrong for the Eagles this year? Can it be pinpointed?
They don't score any points. I mean, they scored 52 against Detroit. They got 23 against Minnesota, which had the worst defense in the league, and the other games, they didn't score any more than 16. So they've had problems scoring points. Now, I don't know if you want to lay that at the feet of Donovan McNabb not being, you know, totally 100% recovered from his torn ACL. But, you know, he was good enough to go out there and play.
Was it the Eagles that Umanura got the 6 sacks against?
Yes.
Okay.
But against the Bears and Green Bay, they both had games... Not one, but they're in position to win games and let them get away late. I mean, that's the thing the Cowboys haven't suffered from this year that generally gets every team in the league is that with 2 minutes to go in the game, it comes down to which team makes a play, and you either win or lose. Cowboys really haven't had games like that, Mickey, this year for the most part.
And you know why?
Because they're awesome.
Scored points.
Yeah.
Those two games you just brought up, I don't think the Eagles scored more than 13 points in either.
I am interested in one trend, though, with the Cowboys as it relates to Sunday, and that is opening Sunday, Cowboys get 45. Next 3 weeks, they're in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Next 3 weeks, they're in the 20s. And don't you kind of wonder...
Time for a teens? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, don't you wonder if the Cowboys' offense is being game-planned better against? Don't you wonder, is the league figuring Jason Garrett's tendencies out just a little bit? Now, still, you know, high 20s can get her done, but that's a trend that's kind of going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but I'm not... You know, I think there was extenuating circumstances in a couple of those 20s, namely... You played the best team in the league one time. The other time, you threw 5 interceptions. And I'm not sure it was all Buffalo's doing, those 5 interceptions, as it was Romo being a little pig-headed and trying to throw passes where he didn't have any business throwing them.
But after 4 weeks, we were talking about all-time NFL scoring records.
I know.
And now we're not.
I know.
So just curious if that trend gets better or worse as the season goes on.
And it needs to get better because, again... A lot of their problems over the years in Philadelphia were getting into those 16 to 14 games, 20-17 games, where you never got 2 scores away, meaning 2 touchdowns in the lead, and so that always left you 1 mistake short you know, one mistake, and then here come the Eagles, you know, and then they make a play and they beat you. And, you know, that used to happen to them in the late 90s also. They just could not get a lead on this team. So, to me, score points, force them to play their offense and not play all this little check down stuff to Westbrook that'll just absolutely drive you crazy, or allow McNabb to scramble around and he'll be happy gaining 10 yards instead of trying to throw the ball 30 yards downfield the way you need to if you're behind by 14 points.
Well, Mickey, 24 hours from now, we will get your prediction and we'll be sitting in Norman.
Norman?
We're going to Norman.
To honor Norm.
Who do they play?
They play A&M, but they are getting our visit specifically because they were the winners of the Red River Shootout.
Ah.
And whoever wins that game.
Now part of that package.
Whoever wins the game is gets Bob and Dan. So it's kind of a weird little thing they added to the game this year.
They don't play anybody from the north, so you guys can't go down there and help me out, you know?
What did you do on the weekend? Your bye weekend?
Missouri, Iowa State.
Like, because you don't even have the NFL.
They retired your number, right?
That's right. Actually, I saw my name in one of the bricks on the walkway up to the stadium.
Oh, really?
Well, that cost you.
No, I'm joking. We were joking, going, one day, you know, our names are going to be in these bricks, and somebody goes, yeah, I wonder how much that'll cost. No, I went and watched some college football. Had a great, great weekend at the old college campus.
You're so sportsy.
I know, it's funny, huh? You get a weekend away and you go find another game to go watch.
You know how sportsy Mickey is? When we were flying on the Cowboys charter, he had a TV with rabbit ears on the plane and he's moving them around to try to get his Missouri game.
That's right. And I'll be doing it again this week, although I don't think the rabbit ears will pick up
versus
Fox Sports Southwest.
Okay, yeah.
Just as bad, yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, Mick?
I'll be here.
Take it easy. There's Mickey Spagnola, Bappy. Go to DallasCowboys.com to read his fine work.